With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There are some people that enter your life at just the right time. And John O'Leary is one of those people for me. I am not exaggerating when I say that he saved my life. We had mutual friends and I had heard John O'Leary's story for years. But a few years ago, his book On Fire came out. I read it. I couldn't put it down. Read it in a whole weekend. And then about 2 months later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And when people asked me, wow, you're handling this so well, I felt like John gave me the book that I followed on how to overcome adversity, and it put everything in perspective. So we're so excited to welcome John O'Leary back to the studio today.
Jen, I have been introduced on 2,000 stages and a whole lot of programs. I've never heard a more beautiful introduction and meaningful than that.
You're just saying that.
I'm not.
Because you have a book to promote and it's a good one.
We do things not to sell a lot of books or to book a lot of events or to move a lot of tickets, but to touch one life. All the work we do always is about one life at a time. So to hear, even if you're completely making it up, that something we wrote and got in front of you influenced your life and your recovery and your journey today, like, man, that's it. So On Fire was successful, and I'm really grateful that it impacted your life. It means more to me than you know.
Thank you. Well, and I sat with a bunch of friends who all know you, and after I was diagnosed and no one else knew, you know, I said straight from John's book, when something bad happens to you, instead of feeling sorry for yourself and saying, why me? You turn the question and say, okay, why is this happening to me? And I said, I have this platform, and if I can talk about my breast cancer and just have one person go get a mammogram who is putting it off,
right,
then it's worth it.
There's so much talk about how do you change the world and who should we elect to do exactly that? And the reality is now and always has been the way the world changes is one life at a time. And it starts at home, looking at the person staring back at you in the mirror, and then you carry it forward from there. And so your diagnosis certainly impacted your life and your family's life. And then you talking about it on the radio has impacted others' lives, lives you won't even know this side of eternity. So I just think it's so cool that you have taken your story and turned it into a triumphant one.
So why don't you tell your story for people who, I can't imagine there's a St. Louisan that doesn't know John O'Leary's story by now.
So this is for my wife and kids who haven't found out yet that I got burned at the age of 9, but at home, sit closer to the radio right now. And the reality is, like, I don't talk to my kids about this or my wife about it because I'm not defined by it. I'm so much more than what happened 33 years ago. But the story you're asking about, at age 9, I was burned on 100% of my body in a gasoline explosion in my garage, expected to die, spent 5 months in hospital, lost my fingers to amputation, months and months and months thereafter, surgeries and therapy. And then we went on and we lived a somewhat normal life, somewhat ordinary life, if you will. And that was my goal, is not to be extraordinary, but to fit in. And I did that in grade school and in high school and in college. And I never told anybody what happened to me. Why would you talk about something bad? So I never did. I just hid from it. And then my mom and dad wrote a little book when I was 28 about what happened to them when their son got burned. And I read this book. My picture was on the front of it. And for the very first time in my life, I identified this tragic story, not as a tragedy, but as a triumph. And not as something to run from, but to embrace. I began slowly speaking to it. My first huge motivational message was in front of 3 Girl Scouts in St. Louis County. That's when I knew I had it. They did not even pay me with a box of Samoas. So that was my coming out party. And that was 14 years ago. I've spoken now a couple thousand times, couple million people all around the United States, all around the world. Not so much about a tragic fire as much as what one person can do when they stop making excuses and start showing up. And those people, for me, they were my mom and dad. They were my siblings. siblings. They were Jack Buck. You know, they were nurses and doctors and custodians and ordinary people showing up right on time, changing my life. And they did not even know they were doing it when they were doing it. But they certainly do now. We've been able to celebrate them and to celebrate them in front of millions around the world.
So following the success of On Fire, you have a new book. It's called In Awe. Rediscover your childlike wonder to unleash inspiration, meaning, and joy. I love this book from the dedication to your kids at the beginning and all of these quotes from children's books.
Yeah.
It's really an idea that I think, like, as we grow up, we lose all that excitement and wonder and how creative children are.
Right.
And how we lose that.
The birth of this book was I would speak at large organizations, and I will not name drop right now. And I, as a speaker, would ask questions. So whether it's 12 executives in a room or a couple thousand people, simple questions. And almost no hands would go up. Like questions you cannot get wrong and they would not participate. And then I would leave the big conference, go to a schoolhouse, speak to a group of first graders, ask a question, and every hand would go up. And not only would they go up, they would rock in their chair and they would grunt. Like that's how activated and motivated these kids were to get the answer usually wrong. But their hands were up. They were ready to rock and roll the day. With my own children, I drop them off every morning at school. They skip into the school building. Many of us, when we get out of the car, or the bus, or the Metrolink, we drop our head and we mope into our place of work. And I wanted to decide, how can we go through life again, not as an adult who's been beat down by all of it and had wonder and curiosity trained out of us? That's what's happened here. But how do we go into life willing to skip into the day with our hands held high, believing that the best is in front of us? Kids do. And I think there's an awful lot that you and I could borrow from that to activate this day, to engage more fully in it, and to touch more lives, including our own, as we show up as children again. So that's the invitation of the book.
Author and motivational speaker John O'Leary is our guest. John, all the adversity you overcame, and you're just giving back to us to just realize every problem we have is pretty much not a problem. We just need to look at the world from a different point of view, and that point of view is a positive point of view.
Right.
And if we do that, then good things lie ahead.
So on the way down here this morning, I put my seatbelt on. Like, I'm an optimist. I'm going to make it here. We're going to park in front. There's going to be a spot right in front of Y98 with my name on it. And there was. I think where optimists get a bad rap is some of us wear no seatbelts. And some of us don't take precautions. And some of us don't wash our hands. And we think, you know, we got this. We're fine. That's not my mindset. I wash my hands. I wear a seatbelt. I even sometimes brush my teeth, you know, before I get it, just how radical I am. But I actually, like Jen said earlier, every single day of my life, I look to the east, I watch the sunrise, and I ask the question, why me? Not, oh, damn, where are my fingers? I wish they weren't amputated when I was 9. Why do I have to walk through life with a limp and scars and people stare at me? Why do they judge me? Why me? When I look east and I watch the sunrise, I think, why me, man? I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm fairly healthy. I'm alive. I live in the freest country in the history of the world. I'm a fan of the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm convinced and convicted this is our year again to win the World Series. Like, I really feel lucky to live where I live, with whom I live. Feel blessed to have a wife who loves me. I think she's prettier now than when I met her 20 years ago. 4 healthy kids who show me how to live. So we could go through life mad about everything and no one's going to blame you. And every headline is going to validate that. Or, like a child, walk past the paper, look to the east, watch the sunrise, and be in awe of the day. Your choice.
In Awe is coming out on April 5th.
In Awe is coming out on May 5th.
May 5th.
We're going to make them wait one additional month of nervously awaiting this arrival, May 5th.
5/5/2020.
There you go. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
The party's on, people.
Oh, wow. And you're having a book release party.
We are.
At the Two Hill?
At the Two Hill. That's exactly right.
I have my tickets.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm ready to go. And my kids are coming too.
It is an event for those of you who are concerned that is appropriate for family, for employees, for colleagues, for children. It is happening. So, you know, we've been through swine flu. We've been through H1N1. We've been through recession. Some of you listening have been through depression. Some of you have lived through world wars. This too shall pass. And so on May 8th, that's when the launch event is, we're going to have a party celebrating life. And Jen, you're going to be in the first row. I can't wait to see you and your kids. I've met them before. It's going to be awesome. And I just encourage folks right now to get their tickets. They can go to our website that they can learn more. It's called readinawe.com. On that site, you can check out the launch event. You can see that it's at the Two Hill. It's going to be a party. It's going to be music. It's going to be celebrating. You're going to feel as you skip out of the room that night that you are a kid again and the best is in front of you. And then the other cool thing on that website now All of the headlines are pushing us down. And as schools close their doors and businesses shutter their doors and life seems to get harder around us, we wanted to speak into that with a 21-day challenge. And so over the next 21 days, I'll be emailing no cost a 21-day challenge to remind us that there's reason for hope. Even though there are headwinds upon us, there is reason for hope. So check out the book, but also check out the 21-day challenge. And I want to encourage you to skip into your day. The best is yet to come. So start now. Go to readinawe.com.
When you get your ticket for the book release party, it also comes with a copy of the book.
That's exactly right. So you get your ticket, you get your seat, you're going to get inspired, but you're going to go home that night with a copy of the book. And the book is cool. It's an inspiring read, not about John O'Leary and how great he is, but about you and how awesome you are and the truth that your best is in front of you.
John, thank you so much for joining us.
I love Y98. I love the listeners and I love you guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.